Welcome to State of the Laundry Industry with Laundry Matt, episode 15, How to Get a Wash and Fold Customer Hooked.
So Matt, I think you've said if they try our wash and fold two times, they're hooked. Is that right?
Exactly. To get a wash and fold customer hooked, the magic number is two. And the reason being is the second order is so much easier and it's a better experience for the customer. The first time a customer places an order for pickup and delivery and wash and fold, they don't always know exactly how it's going to work. They don't know if you're going to show up. They have to put in their credit card information. They have to create an account. And they don't know what to expect. What is the finished product going to look like? The second time a customer places an order, it's so easy. They just tap schedule pickup, they choose the date and time, and they're done. The key is to get people to order a second time. And let me go ahead and show you exactly what I'm talking about. This is a random sampling from our laundromat at Supersuds. What you're looking at is the monthly expenditure of how much each one of these customers is spending per month. Every column is a different month. And the column on the right is how much they spend. And you could see the amount of annual expenditure ranges from about $25 to an extreme 18 or actually almost $19,000. So there's 17 people on this list and six of them ordered just one time. There's only one person who ordered twice. So by nature, if they order twice, they should almost always order more and more and more. So there's six people ordered once. Now, what we should do is reach out to those people and get them to order again. And so you could create a whole system in place to get them to order again. For example, on the receipts, our software will tell you who is a first-time customer. And maybe you want to give those people a really nice promotion, like maybe 25% off their next order, or whatever it takes for them to place another order. Because if they order one more time, chances are they go from spending about $22 or $50 to spending hundreds of dollars per year. So it's about five times easier to retain a customer than it is to bring in a whole new person into the fold. They already ordered through you. They know who you are. They know you did a good job. Make sure to capitalize on it so you could get those people to order again. I highly recommend creating a generous promotion, putting it on cardstock. And when a customer orders from you for the very first time, make sure to put that promotion in with their completed wash and fold order. Please make sure to like and subscribe this YouTube channel or podcast. It really helps us out. And also to learn more about curbside laundries, please go to curbsidelaundries.com.